right. As I'm getting set up, go ahead and bring the kids down. I promise nothing's alive. It used to be. I brought a lot of props with me today. So, yep, give me a minute. I know Jeremiah sees these all the time, don't you? You're going to show everybody. How we doing? Doing good? All right. So, it's been a while, and you're probably looking at this stuff, and you're saying, well, what in the world are they? So, adults, we will be in, I've got to grab my Bible real quick, Galatians chapter 3, verse, let's say, believe, 26 through 28. That'll be the reference for today. So the title of today's sermon is We Are All One. So, guys, what is this? What?
Animal skins.
Animal skins or pelts. What do you think, Harlow?
Animals.
You're right. Animals. All right. So these guys are all one type or all one group of animals. So for Grady and Adelie and maybe Reese, what group of animals are these guys? Are they birds? Are they reptiles? Are they fish? Are they what?
Mammals.
Yeah, very good. They are mammals. So we're going to talk about a lot of the mammals that we have here in Ohio and across the world. And you know what's pretty cool? That mammals, they come in all different shapes and sizes and colors. Do you know the smallest mammal is smaller than the palm of most adult hands, only weighs a few ounces. And then the biggest mammals are like the blue whale that can get hundreds of feet long and weigh several tons. So that's pretty cool, right? That, again, they're all different. But they all have two things in common, and we'll kind of repeat this again. Does anybody know what all mammals have in common? Yes.
Hair.
Oh, hair. Very good. All mammals have hair. So I know some people here in the audience is missing some on top, all right? But we all had hair when we were younger, all right? So that's one thing. And we'll talk about some of the mammals that we typically don't see with hair. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. And then what's the other thing that all mammals have in common? What do you think, Jeremiah? Horns? That was a good guess. I'll give you a clue. Jeremiah, what did you put in your cereal this morning? You had Raisin Bran or Cheerios, but what did Mommy put in the bowl? Oh, okay.
They all have like some sort of like milk.
That's right. They're all able to make milk.
Like chocolate milk,
that's right. Jeremiah loves chocolate milk, don't you? Yeah, especially in his Cheerios.
I like chocolate milk.
You do? Yeah. So the milk is for the babies and also for given to other creatures such as us. Yeah, so like Harlow and Jeremiah talked about, they all like chocolate milk, right? All right, so we're going to talk about the different kind of groups of mammals that we have all over the world. So these three, they're all different, but what they all have in common, they are what's called semi-aquatic. So I know that's probably a big word, but anybody want to take a wild guess? What does that mean?
They either live on like land or water.
Very good. So there are animals that live in land and water. So some examples of semi-aquatic mammals we would have here in Ohio, we have beavers, we have muskrats, we have otters, all right? And what makes semi-aquatic mammals neat is they have two layers of fur. So if you kind of pull the fur back a little bit, like on this beaver pelt, it's like a jacket, like what Grady's wearing. So it keeps him warm. But if it's raining outside, what do you guys typically...
A jacket,
a rain jacket. Or what else would you use, Adelie? If it's raining?
An umbrella.
What does that umbrella do? That's right. It keeps the rain off of you. So it, what's called repels water. So when the water hits their fur, the water just slides on off. Yes, Harlow. Oh, you get rain boots. Yeah, you're right. That's right. You like stomping in the puddles? And you too, Jeremiah? Oh, your rain suit on. You're right, Jeremiah. Yes. All right. You're pretty sharp today. So we talked about semi-aquatic mammals. And then the other group, the aquatic mammals. So we talked about semi means land and water. Aquatic means what? Yeah.
Just water.
Just water. So what aquatic mammals do you know of? I'll give you a clue. They don't live in Ohio unless they're in the zoos.
Like you said, like a whale.
A whale? All right. Yes, Jeremiah.
Whales have teeth.
You're right. Reagan, have you heard of a dolphin before?
I know.
Oh, yeah?
Dolphins swim.
Dolphins swim. You're right.
Because dolphins swim
very fast. They do swim very fast. Yeah. Are manatees? All right. Yeah, my goodness. I sure have told you a lot, haven't I? So those guys, obviously, they're not like fish. They do have to come up for air, all right, every once in a while. Now, have you ever seen a hairy whale before? Have you, Jeremiah? Have you seen a hairy whale?
Yeah, a hairy whale.
It grows. So you're probably wondering, well, how are whales and dolphins, how are they considered mammals? Because you don't see hair on them. So when they're first born, they have tiny, tiny little hairs that you can't really see with your eye. You have to use a microscope. It's right at the end of their nose. It really has no purpose. And then as they get older, they lose that hair. So, but again, at one time they had it, so that's why we call them mammals. All right, and the one we talked about earlier too, they're able to make milk. Yes, Jeremiah.
Bird has walked their own.
Who does?
Bird has two.
Oh, bugs have arms? Yes, you're right. All right, so we talked about semi-aquatic. We talked about aquatic. Now we're going to talk about land mammals. All right. That's right. So we have these guys, all right? So land mammals would be like us, or cows, or horses. Or for these guys, we have things like bobcats.
Daddy.
Who's this stinky guy? Who's he, Jeremiah?
I'm sale.
Yep, skunk smell.
I'm yucky smell.
You're right. They spray a yucky smell. You're absolutely right. And of course, we got things like coyotes and bears and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
You're right.
All right. So, our other land mammals, but they don't like to live on land a whole lot. They like to dig a lot. So, these guys are known what's called fossorial. So, I know that's a new word for a lot of you, but it means they live underneath the ground most of their lives, okay? Does anybody know who he is? What?
A badger?
Oh, very good. A badger. How about him? One second guess.
A groundhog?
Oh, groundhog. Who's our famous groundhog?
Buckeye Chuck.
That's right. Jeremiah had the privilege to have the official Buckeye Chuck in our closet in February, all right? Any of you ever heard of a mole? All right. How about a naked mole rat? Now, they don't live in Ohio, but has anybody seen one before? They're really ugly looking. But they live in the, underneath the ground basically all of their lives. They only come above ground just a couple times within a year. But then we have these guys that come up every once in a while, too. So now, again, we have the semi-aquatic, the aquatic, the land mammals, the ones that live underneath the ground. Now, I know this is kind of gross. I found this underneath my nature center a couple years ago at an event. What?
It's a bat.
It's a bat. And what do bats do? What?
They, like, kill all your bugs.
All right. Well, how? How do they do it? They?
Flap their wings.
Or fly. Very good. So bats are the only flying mammals that we have. All right. Now, we do have some. If any of you ever heard, it's called a sugar glider. They have a really baggy skin. They don't really fly, but they jump from tree to tree or building to building, and they put their arms and legs out, and the wind catches them, and they glide. So, yeah, it's pretty neat. So, it's interesting that even though that they all look different, and they all act different, but guess what? They are all one. They are all mammals. So rather they live in the deepest oceans, fly the highest skies, live in the deep ground, or walk here on land, again, they are mammals. So they are all one. So now we're going to kind of relate it to us, and then we're going to talk in a biblical perspective too. So people, we're like the same way. We're like all these animals here. We all look different. We all come from different backgrounds, right? Some of us are really tall. Some of us are really short. Some of us have red hair like Adelie. Some of us have dark hair like Grady. Some of us have blonde hair. Some people have pretty blue eyes. Some people have dark brown eyes. All right. Our skin color, obviously, we have darks and lights. So again, we're all different people, but again, we're all one. So I know when you guys are in school, I know it's really easy to see that someone's different, looks different, or maybe acts different, or comes from a different background, different from you, and it's easy to make fun of that kid. I've been guilty. I've been kind of the bully at times, but I've been kind of the vice versa as well. But I try to remind myself that, yeah, they look different from me, and they may act different and all, but, you know, we're all related. We're all one. We are all children of God, right? So for the Bible verse I want to use, again, it's in Galatians chapter... he's trying to crawl away. Chapter 3, verse 26 through 28. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. So when we see that kid being picked on, we can go up to him and try to be kind to him, right? And if we see if they get bullied, now yes, it's responsible to tell a teacher or a grown-up, but we might... You know, if we get the opportunity, we might tell those bullies and say, guess what? We are all one. We are all children of God. So do you guys have any questions? All right, so let's kind of get in a circle, and then we'll pray, and then I'll kind of finish with the adults, and I'll have Keith close us out, all right? So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this great and wonderful day that you have provided. Lord, I ask you as these kids, as they go out into the world, yes, it's easy to be tempted to make fun of others that may look different or act different or come from different backgrounds or cultures. But Lord, just help them remind them that, you know, yes, they are physically different, but we are all the same spiritually because we're all children of God. And Lord, may this be an opportunity for our kids here today to help spread your word for those who do not believe in you. We just love you and praise you. Pray this in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you guys. So adults, it's the same wave of us. You know, a lot of us say, well, I'm not that kid anymore. I'm not the bully. You know, I don't, you know, go up and say, ha ha, I don't do that anymore. But how many of us have been guilty of, rather, we went to Walmart, walking down the streets, maybe watching television, And again, we look at someone that, again, looks different, acts different, comes from a different culture or background, and we say, well, that person's weird. I don't want to get to know that person. Or they don't belong for Christ or anything like that. And, you know, I've been really guilty of that, especially in my young adult life. But I try to constantly remind myself that, you know, God created this person for a reason. And, you know, we're all children of God. So I'll have Mr. Keefe close us out. And thank you guys so much. You're welcome. Come up and touch any of the furs. I promise none of them will bite afterwards. Hi, Jeremiah.
Well, this is our opportunity each week where we have what we call our hymn of decision. And if you have a decision to make for Jesus this morning, please come forward at the cross.